If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In today's episode, a listener from Georgia wants to franchise her culinary tours. She has a successful side hustle already. She's organizing these tours. The venture is flourishing, delighting both locals and tourists. And the growing popularity has sparked interest from other cities, or at least she's thinking about it. She's thinking about this possibility of going beyond her current location and franchising it. So how do you do that? And by the way, I've talked in previous episodes about how buying a franchise is not usually a great idea, at least buying one of those big national franchises that everybody knows all about. But when you're the one doing the franchising, that could be a little bit different. So I'm not sure we've ever talked about it, at least from this angle. So let's tackle it here in this episode. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Thanks for tuning in today. Detailed question along with my answer in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Aisha from Savannah, Georgia. My side hustle involves organizing local culinary tours that highlight regional cuisine and hidden gems in our city. It's been a hit with both locals and tourists, growing faster than I expected. I'm now getting inquiries from other cities about my business model. This has led me to consider franchising. What are the key steps and legal considerations in turning a side hustle like mine into a franchise? How do I assess if my business model is replicable and robust enough to become a successful franchise?
Hey, thanks for the question. Franchising a culinary tour could be a good opportunity, or it could be a big headache and hassle. Let's just be clear. It could go either way. I know some people who've had both experiences. Sometimes, you know, they think, oh, we're going to take this global or national or regional, whatever it is, we're going to take it beyond what it is currently. And you just end up kind of trying that for a couple of years, and maybe it works and you think it's going to take off, And then, as I said, it just turns into a great difficulty. Obviously, the potential return or reward could be amazing, but you just have to always think, like, why could this not work? Like, what could go wrong here? And I think when you think about city tours, you can always think, well, couldn't somebody else do that? Like, couldn't somebody replicate that? What's my secret sauce? You know, no pun intended when we're talking about restaurant tours here. But why is it working so well here? And am I sure that this can be replicated elsewhere? That's just a word of caution. But now let me give you some practical steps. So practical steps, franchise suitability assessment. You want to do a detailed analysis of your business. Again, thinking about uniqueness, but also the scalability of your operations. You want to develop comprehensive guides. You really want to create detailed operation manuals and training guides. You want to spend a lot of time systemizing your business. That is a key to franchising and whichever side you're on. Like if you're trying to buy a franchise, you're trying to be a franchisee, then you know the head business, the head office, they want you to follow things pretty strictly. And they've got like, here is this operating procedure and you've got to do it this way. And that's great if it's a profitable business, because then, you know, that works, right? They know what works. You're supposed to do it. So on the other side, like when you're the one developing the franchise, you need to create that model. I also think it's smart to start with a pilot in one or two cities just to see like how does your operation go from your area to someone else? How does your knowledge transfer to other people? You might identify some gaps as part of that. And really what you want to do is to establish proof of concept before you take your franchise options and opportunities out elsewhere. As I said, it can amplify your side hustle success, but it requires a lot of planning and execution to get right. I'm always cheering you on. I'm always wishing you the best. I just want you to be careful. Listeners, if you have a question or a situation, a scenario, sidehustleschool.com/questions. More to come throughout the year. Hey, guess what? Tomorrow is a bonus day. Tomorrow is a day that only comes around once every 4 years. That's fun. I'll share more about that tomorrow. And then, of course, new episode every day, regardless of what day of the week it is. That's it for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.